Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Good day. Here are the stories for the Manila Times for Saturday, April 27, 2024. Today's episode is brought to you by Wilcon Depot, the Philippines' leading home improvement and construction supplies retailer, your trusted building partner. Read, Sara leads 2028 presidential poll. Vice President Sara Duterte is the overwhelming choice for president in the 2028 elections, according to a survey by Oculum Research and Analytics. Duterte gained the nod of 42% of the 3,000 respondents ages 18 and above randomly selected nationwide by Oculum. Support for her was highest in Mindanao at 62% and lowest in Southern Luzon at 23%. She also got the highest support from respondents in the Class E socioeconomic bracket, with 44%, and the lowest from Classes A and B. Read, Filipinos favor alliance with US-survey? More Filipinos want the Philippines to align with the United States than with the People's Republic of China, a recent survey said. The results of a nationwide poll by Oculum Research and Analytics conducted from February 21 to 20 revealed that 43% of the 3,000 respondents favored an alliance with the U.S., while only 3% preferred closer ties with China. Oculum Research Head and Analytics Chief Statistician Joseph Mercado said the survey's results offer a revealing glimpse into public opinion on the South China Sea territorial dispute. China received the lowest trust rating among 16 countries in the same survey, with 17%. It garnered the highest level of distrust among respondents, at 38%. Read, PH, China reached understanding in Eung and Ro, embassy claims. The Philippines made two arrangements with China last year toward a peaceful resolution to the dispute over the Eung and Shoal, a ranking Chinese official told the Manila Times. The official, who agreed to an exclusive interview with the Times as long as his identity is not revealed, described the arrangements as a new internal understanding and a new model that are completely different from the earlier gentleman's agreement between former President Rodrigo Duterte and Chinese authorities. The agreement, reached in November 2021, was meant to manage the situation in Eungan, or what the Chinese refer to as Rinnai Zhao, and how to interact and trust each other without prejudice to respective positions on sovereignty and sovereignty rights and jurisdictions of the two countries. Read, First Lady leads launch of Tugo's newest ship. First Lady Marie Luisa Araneta Marcos on Friday led the launch of Tugo Travel's newest roll-on, roll-off passenger, ro-pax, vessel, the MV Tugo Masigla, at Manila's North Harbor. Frederick D. Buncio, Tugo President and Chief Executive Officer, said the vessel represents Tugo's commitment to provide seagoing passengers with cruise-like amenities while remaining affordable for Filipinos. The Maligia features upgraded facilities and amenities such as spacious cabins, suite rooms, a restaurant, clinic and shopping stores. Read, Settlement reappears as Panabangan Dam dries up. A centuries-old settlement submerged by the construction of a dam in the 1970s has reappeared as water levels drop due to a drought affecting swathes of the country. The ruins in the middle of Panabangan Dam in Nueva Ecija are a tourist draw, even as the region swelters in extreme heat. Parts of a church, municipal hall marker and tombstones began to resurface in March after several months of almost no rain, said Marlon Paladin, a supervising engineer for the National Irrigation Administration. Business, updates to PPP rules okayed by NADA Board. Headlining business, three initiatives aimed at speeding up human capital development and facilitating critical projects have been approved by the National Economic and Development Authority, NEDA, board chaired by President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. greenlit on Thursday were new guidelines to facilitate the approval of public-private partnership projects, changes to the University of the Philippines Philippine General Hospital Cancer Center PPP project, and the Department of Education's Basic Education Development Plan and Matatag Agenda. Sports, Ginebra faces Converge in Cagayan de Oro. In sports, a well-rested Barangay Ginebra takes on Converge as the Gin Kings resume their bid for a top two finish today, April 27, in the PBA Season 48 Philippine Cup at the Aquilino Pimentel Jr. International Convention Center in Cagayan de Oro City. The Gin Kings and the Fiber Xairs collide at 6:15 p.m. over at the Caloocan Sports Complex. Blackwater and Northport try to salvage their own playoff hopes when they collide at 3 p.m. in a battle between two skidding squads. Read, Opinion and Editorial. Antonio Contreras, Yen Makabenta, Danton Remoto, and Leonor Briones are today's front-page columnists. Contreras talks about making higher education into a race and universities into horses. Mikabenta reads into a world without fossil fuels. Remoto discusses the big one, and Briones discusses part two of her Philippine leadership piece. Today's editorial says a new sustainable taxonomy will present challenges to the country. Read the full version in the paper's opinion section or listen to the voice of the Times. For more news and information, read the Manila Times on print, subscribe to its digital edition or log on to www.manilatimes.net. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, and be part of our communities on Viber, Telegram, and Mastodon.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer. Order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.